Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is the Everyman Show. I'm Alan Damian DeBoss. I'm back. Blog Talk went down for a while earlier this afternoon and about 3 o'clock Eastern time. And thank goodness they're back so I can finish my program. The show today is about the David Duke, Alex Jones interview. A very interesting hour and a half or so, bantering back and forth, trying to get real. I'll tell you something. David Duke is a man of, I don't care what he's done or who he is. I don't care about the KKK or anything else. He definitely has his facts down. He definitely put Alex Jones's wit to the test today. And I'm going to listen to that interview later on. I'm going to get more stats, and I'll put those things up on Facebook because if, in fact, Israel has been running this war for the last 12 years, if, in fact, Israel did 9/11, there is a lot of speculation that Israel did the World Trade Centers, that Israel has been working and worked with Donald Rumsfeld to hide the $2.3 trillion. Is the gold in Sweden, or is the gold in Israel? Is Israel literally bait for the world? I don't know. I've heard Steve Pachenich and James, I think it was Jerome Corsi. They talk about the fact that Netanyahu is basically a punk from Miami who got into the war game with the bankers and the Zionists and the rest of the crazies, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the whole New World Order Trilateral Commission. Remember, Kissinger is Jewish. Remember, Brzezinski is Jewish. Are the Bushes really Jews, German Jews? Is there some reality to the fact that Prescott Bush funding Hitler and giving Hitler 50% of his raw materials plus? And Rockefeller and Ford and Carnegie and everything that I've read in America's Nazi Secrets. Is it true that Hitler was a Zionist? I think so. I don't think John Loftus was bluffing. I don't think those documents are fake. Is false flag operations blaming attacks on people and targets other than who actually did the damage? Is this something that Israel's been doing? Is this something that the Mossad really takes part in? I'm sorry, but the brutal videos on Palestinians makes my guts wrench. I can't stand watching a soldier grab a little 5 or 6 year old kid and literally practically rip their arms out for throwing rocks. That isn't how it's handled. You want kids to stop throwing rocks? Give them chocolate. Give them gum. Throw treats at them. Show them you're friendly. Show them that this is how it really is. Because these little kids are going to grow up to be suicide bombers. But is this something that Israel really wants? Do they need a reason to scorch earth people across the globe? I got to tell you something. I'm damn sick of it. I am damn sick of it. I'm looking at this Israeli lobby. I remember how when I fooled around on Craigslist when Obama was elected, I put some scathing things in the political discussion board. And let me tell you something, they came, they literally cut my computer cables 3 days in a row right in front of me with lawnmowers. Police drove by constantly. Like they didn't know where I was and who I was putting this stuff. And then during a yard sale, a van full of Israeli-looking goobers suddenly came down the wrong way on the road, pulled over, jumped out, said they had to go to the bathroom, ran around my house looking, and seemed to be bewildered. And I didn't realize that, you know something, everything on the internet is surveillance. I remember Google parking in front of my house and jumping out and pretending to clean their satellites while signaling whoever was with them in a black van, a black SUV. Don't tell me that they're not doing this. And then I hear about how they own Hollywood. who's really running Hollywood? Let me tell you something. Michael Savage cannot stand Hollywood. He hates these people with a passion. The Ratzenbergs and Katzenbergs and Spielberg with their lies and garbage and perpetration of bogus fraud. Was the Holocaust fake, as Ahmadinejad constantly? You know, you look at a man calm and cool and relaxed and didn't care. I'm reading so many things about that man as well. And people are saying he told the truth. Those were not all Jews in those death camps. The very thought that 6 million Jews were slaughtered, that number, according to a lot of research, is a bogus crock. And my father being Jewish, my mother being Baptist, I saw two different people there. And let me tell you something, my father was a prick. I didn't trust him. I wouldn't let him touch me. I saw something in him, and when he beat me, I'll never forget how I blacked out and saw light and woke up with lumps on my head bleeding. And it didn't happen just once. Beat with an extension cord. I could go on about that, the threats, telling me how he will break my back, break my neck. He will kill me if I don't do things the way he wants them done. Never heard a father talk to his son like that. When I left for the military, I never went home again. I did for a short period of time, and I'm not going to go into what happened in that house. My mother was a drunk, but she really was a loving, caring individual. A descendant of the Gastons of South Carolina and Lake Gaston. She drank her life away and she told me, I just want to be high all the time. You have no idea what your father did to me. You have no idea how my family rejected me for marrying him. And I think she resented me. And I remember her telling me one day, I don't talk to her, I haven't for 13 years. And it was only a couple times within the decades before that that I met with her. She was deaf, not dumb, not mute, but deaf. Or did she play that role too? But she told me she did not want me. She did not want to be pregnant with me. She was not going to have me. And my father talked her out of it because I think he threatened to kill her if anything happened to me. You know, these things don't come easy. I take every day as a gift. Excuse me, I have for a long time. Look, I don't talk to my family. Many families in this country are divided. What David Duke talked about was division, divide and conquer, drugs, education, MTV, rock and roll, rap music, all sorts of social engineering and horrible, horrible, horrible humanity brought on. And if Hollywood, in fact, and New York run the entertainment industry, who else is doing this? We know that DARPA funded $20 million to L.A. gangster rap. Is what made Suge Knight, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, whatever, Jay-Z. This, ladies and gentlemen, is serious business. When you go down the road and you hear the bass thumping and they're smoking blunts, they don't care. They're passing a crack pipe at the red light, looking at you, wondering whether or not they ought to get out and bludgeon you. You cannot make this up, and this is the crux of Alex Jones's entire 20-year existence. This is the Everyman Show. I talk about social problems. I talk about war. I talk about Monsanto and food. I listened back to George Bush's reports. 15 years ago, this man came on the scene from a Chad. They say, many say, Senator McKinney, Congresswoman McKinney, said point blank, the Bush oligarchy, the mafia, stole that election from Al Gore. Would we be a different country if Al Gore would have gotten to the presidency after Bill Clinton? Man, Bill Clinton is no angel. Hillary Clinton's no angel, but they are Dixie Mafia. Is the Dixie Mafia, come hell or high water, going to either destroy this country and put it back the way they wanted it after the Civil War, or, and that's possible, ladies and gentlemen, the borders are melting. Literally every Western country is being invaded by Muslims, by Somalis, by Africans, by Chinese, floating in on $500,000 boats. They're floating in on $100,000 boats being sunk 20 miles offshore. They don't care anymore. They understand what George Soros and Barack Obama and the UN and UNESCO and the New World Order are doing. Open borders. A free society is going to result in only one thing. Ethnic cleansing, genocide, starvation, trapped like rats, ripped out of their culture. Cultures that have been around before the scrolls 6,000 years ago. People that have been around for 10,000, 12,000 years after the Ice Age. Knowing full well that the pyramids are 12,500 years old. And you think that that this so-called idea of the tall grays are not real. Go listen to Phil Snyder and look at this guy. Look at Phil Snyder real close. Look at his eyes. You tell me that dude is not a transhuman, I will tell you. I'm looking at him. I'm watching him. He ain't human. Whatever those grays did to him, I believe it. I believe they are able to shapeshift and they can crawl in your skin and you become them. Believe it. I don't know what's wrong with me sometimes. The visions, the thoughts, the ideas. Years ago, I said, what's this in the air? Suddenly, I find out 20 years later, it's chemtrails. We're being sprayed. I told my father when I came home from the military in 1978, Dad, man, I don't know what's going on around the Beltway, but there's something in the water over here. It's crazy. And he looked at me and laughed. Everything I said to my father, he laughed at me. I had visions as a child of things I will not discuss. I've seen things. I was in the military and saw things. Do they show themselves to certain people and not others? Is there a possibility that Israel knows something we don't? We know that Dulles Air Force Base, there's 131 plus, maybe who knows how many underground bases. Perhaps the entire center of the earth has been hollowed out. Are there 7 foot, 8 foot, 9 foot graves down there? We know there are 20 foot skeletons, 20 foot human skeletons in the Smithsonian. There are approximately 24 of them. So do not doubt what I'm saying here. Scorched earth, absolute collapse, global depopulation of a minimum 6 billion people. And they say that by 2035, the white population will be the minority. Listen, go to InfoWars.com, listen to that interview today. Don't miss it. Take a look at what he says about Zionist bankers. Let me tell you, the Rothschilds, the Royals, the Swedes, they are all Zionists. They are all families that go back a long, long time before Christ. Don't believe for a minute that this scientific, technocratic world we're living in, even this cell phone I'm talking on, this smartphone, is not a device that may have derived from Roswell. Possibly 1937. Do you know about the Watson computer that Hitler used? Folks, you better understand something. Humanity is on the threshold of something you never saw coming. How much time do we all have? I'm having issues for the first time in my life. When I found out they've been spraying sulfuric acid, barium, arsenic, all kinds of disease-causing elements for the last 20 years, think about that. Fibromyalgia, heart attacks, diabetes, baldness, prostate, breast cancer. You better put it together. We are in a paradigm shift of epic proportions. Tomorrow I'll talk more about it right here on the Everyman Show. Thanks for listening.